Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Happy Wednesday, hump day, 6:07 in the morning right now. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, you can call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, Producer Brad.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, wait. Was that DJ Majestic or hey. Producer Brad? What happened?
That's my line.
You
got to
talk like Producer Brad. Ready? Good morning, Majestic.
Good morning, guys.
There's no way to do an impression of your friend without sounding like a complete a-hole. <That's
true. laughs> What's up, y'all? This is mad depressing. That's funny as hell. All right, man. Feeling real good. It's about, let's see here, 54 degrees here in L.A. It's literally 100 degrees hotter than it is in Chicago right now.
It's a real bummer, man.
100 degrees hotter here in L.A. than it is in Chicago. Our good friend Nina Majestic, you know, worked with her in New York. Mm-hmm. Brian, you know her as well. She texts me. She works at our sister station, B96 in Chicago. She's like, oh, don't mind me. It's negative 50 degrees right now as I'm walking into work. Negative 50, bro. Like, that's colder than Antarctica right now. It's colder than some areas in the North Pole. Like, that shiznit is real right there.
This is how cold it is in Chicago. Because I got a text from my buddy, Justin. He used to be a producer for us back in Seattle. It's like 5 years ago. He now works in Chicago. And he put up a... like some sort of gif yesterday about like you can't fart when it's negative 50 because it freezes on the back of your pants. He did it this morning.
Did it freeze?
Yeah, it froze. He's like, this is not a joke. Like he froze his fart on the back of his pants. It looks like just like a little frozen patch on the back of your pants.
Wait, that's not a fart, bro. That's something
no,
else.
I'm telling you, it is a fart. So if you are in negative 50, you can see people who think they got away with one and on the back of their pants, there's just a frozen little circle. It looks like frost on the back of their pants.
I'm texting our girl Nina and ask her to try it and send us a picture.
See what happens. I don't know if girl farts do it, but guy farts for sure.
What's the difference, bro?
Oh, what's the difference? Ask any
Chelsea?
Girl in here.
I mean, there's a difference.
Right.
For
hey,
sure.
You gotta admit, girls' farts are way more powerful than dudes.
I'm not gonna admit anything because I don't want to get in a fight with any of the girls in the studio. You're married. You go ahead and say whatever you want about these ladies.
It's no longer a debate between my wife and I. She knows it.
Does she blame the baby?
All the time. The one that's in her. She's pregnant. She's like, rip. And then she's like, oh, no, it's the baby inside. And I'm like, okay, sure. So there you go. I wonder if that's true with the fart situation. What if you take a leak in negative 50 degrees?
It freezes.
Does it turn into like a little icicle?
It freezes on the ground.
Oh, that sounds painful.
No, like it doesn't like freeze. It doesn't freeze inside you. It freezes and it hits
like
the ground. No, yeah, it does freeze. Like my buddy's dad, you grew up on Lake Erie,
right?
And it freezes as it hits the ground.
Yeah.
Like it really, it's that cold. That's how cold negative 50 is.
So be thankful that you can pee outside here in LA and stuff's not going to freeze or fart and you're not going
to
freeze.
You don't get to write in the snow, though. That's the one downside.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, I'm still worried about this. Just real quick. Chelsea, have you found your keys?
Sure haven't.
Have you called the rooftop we were at on Friday morning?
I called yesterday.
They don't see it there?
No. I have no idea. I've been so... It's funny because I've been doing these meditation classes and I've been chill, but like I feel like I'm also kind of losing my mind a little bit.
Right.
I lost
this should bother me.
Yeah. But I also like lost something else yesterday. Oh. I was just like misplacing things, so I don't know what's going on with me right now.
You know where I find everything is in the pocket of a jacket I wore.
Yeah.
Because I don't, you know, you don't wear the same jacket every day. You wear like a hoodie with a pocket in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be going to do laundry and I'll be like, oh, here are those wireless headphones that I've been looking for, all pissed that I lost. They're just sitting in the pocket.
Or in your car, in between your driver's seat and that center console. That little dark hole.
The crevasse of no return.
That the dudes went to Shark Tank and became gazillionaires because they created something to stop it right there. So genius.
I need that. I actually thought maybe that's where it was. I looked. I don't see it there. But I'm just hoping, crossing my fingers, they show up sometime.
All right. Keep us updated on that. Love you guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
6:23 and the big game's going down this Sunday. And it's funny and it's interesting to see how all the big companies, they're spending crazy amount of money to get publicity, how far above and beyond they go to try to get your attention. I got two stories for you that are really interesting. Pizza Hut, we changed our name to that.
Hold on a second.
Chelsea loves
that.
Give me a minute.
It's so funny.
It's a dad joke. I know. I turn the machine on.
So Pizza Hut changed their name to Pizza Hut, Chelsea loves it. And they want to give you, she said every time, they want to give you free pizza for a year and Super Bowl tickets if you have the first baby born after the kickoff during Sunday's game. So you got to go, you got to take a picture of your baby and then tweet it out right away with the hashtag Pizza Hut special delivery, hashtag promotion to enter the contest.
That's a lot of work. Do they know what goes into giving birth to a child?
Right. Obviously not.
They got a dad like, you can do it, babe, come on. And then they're like, hold it in, hold.
Hold on, it's not the kickoff
yet. Oh, God, the ball fell off the tee. They're resetting it.
Put the baby back in.
Inhale.
Flex that core.
So anyways, you know what? No, my wife, I think we're like 2 weeks away from being like, it's from it being safe for us to give birth to our baby. So we don't qualify for this one.
Maybe if you just.
But it can happen.
Maybe you just told Janet to like think positive thoughts. Like, come on, baby, you're tough. Come on, baby, what are you going to let doctors tell you when it's safe to come out? Let's get tickets for next year.
I want Pizza Hut Hut. Anyways, the other battle is going down is between Pepsi and Coca-Cola. And this is very interesting because Atlanta is home to Coca-Cola headquarters worldwide. And Brian, you lived in Atlanta for 3 years and you got interesting perspective on this battle.
It's not just the where Coca-Cola is founded in the headquarters. You can't even get Pepsi at any restaurant in Atlanta. You can't. Like they don't recognize it as a soda. If you order a Coke in the South, they just bring you a Coke. You order anything, they bring you a Coke. It's not like they don't, it's weird. Pepsi, you can't get it unless you go to a grocery store and it's like off to the side. They're so loyal to Coke. And the funniest, this is honestly, I laughed when I saw this story. The story came up on CNN on my phone on notifications. Uh-huh. And generally that's bad. Because right now nothing good is ever happening, and they're like, the biggest rivalry of the Super Bowl week is Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, and I'm like, finally CNN, you get me. So Pepsi is just I just love it. They're just trolling them, and I can't wait to see these billboards live this weekend when I'm in Atlanta. But they put up 350 billboards around the city, wow. Recycling bins, the walls of train stations. They basically covered the entire city with Pepsi billboards that say things like, "Hey Atlanta, thanks for hosting. We'll bring the drinks."
Ooh.
Oh,
it's funny. And there's another one that says, "Look who's in town for the Super Bowl." Just like silly slogans all over, but you know, like Atlanta people have never seen a Pepsi billboard.
Like, what is this new beverage?
Yeah, right.
Because Pepsi has never bothered advertising in the South because it is funny. People literally will look at you like, "You didn't say Pepsi, right?" What is it, a gang war we got down here? What's going on?
Well, it is blue and red, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be interesting. And Coca-Cola is taking the high road on this. They're like, "We welcome Pepsi to our hometown."
What else are they going to do? They already bought the billboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They got so ambushed by this one, and it's so funny. I love when ad companies are secretive like this. But Coca-Cola also did this, like, "Listen, we're happy that everyone's in town. We donated $1 million to the National Civil Rights and Human Rights Foundation."
Respect.
So you can get free admission through February 20, or through the end of February, at the MLK Museum. And you're like, "Coke, just take the loss, man." You're trying to go all philanthropic. No, you just lost. Look who's in town for the Super Bowl.
Ooh. 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Chelsea, we got a nice text for you right here.
Okay.
From Monique from the 323.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, Chelsea hasn't found her car or home key since Friday. And that's the day, that weekend, she started doing transcendental meditation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is it? Teleporting? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we constantly ask her, is this really you? Are you really here or not?
Beam me up.
So, Chelsea, you're saying you might be losing your mind. Maybe this is why this is happening. But Monique wants to bring peace to you.
Okay.
She says, "Good morning. Well, for me, I don't think Chelsea is losing her mind. I think she might be extremely distracted by the Bird Box guy."
Oh.
What?
If you don't know who Mr. Caja de Pájaros is.
This early we're talking about
Mr.
this?
Mr. Man Bird Box guy.
That's a new guy that Chelsea's been dating. They've been on two dates. And on the second date, it almost ended extremely wrong when their kiss went really bad.
He beaked her.
He beaked her and they collided. They were like kissing each other like they were really wearing blindfolds. They didn't know where the hell their heads were. But she's going to go on a third date with Mr. Bird Box.
That's right.
So she believes you're distracted because of him, Chelsea.
You never know. You know, you never know. I don't know.
It's a lot of suspense right there. Absolutely. Wow. Guess we'll never know.
Thanks. We're hoping we do know eventually. Tell us about it.
All right. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, she's not going to tell you about Mr. Brooklyn.
You'll never know what's coming up at 6:50 on the Chelsea Report.
There should be a rule. We can't talk about my love life before
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So I'm convinced Chance the Rapper must have heard our drive-thru lyric challenge because one of the best collaborations ever has happened, and there's a chance we may have inspired it. I'm just saying.
That sounded very Soulja Boy of you. We'll find out next.
97.1
Amp. Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
So first and foremost, Brian, you're setting trends.
Whatever.
You're out of nuggets. Tell me why.
I want it that way, yeah.
So that was your take on Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
That's right. That was really good, bro.
You're out of nuggets. I mean, that was honestly coming from like a deep part of my soul right there. You're out of nuggets.
And a little bit of context. We do the Lyrical Prank Challenge drive-thru edition here on the show on Friday mornings at 7:25. So you chose Brian to do I Want It That Way.
Yep.
While he's ordering through the drive-thru, and that's where we got that from.
An oldie but a goodie, a classic song. And now Chance the Rapper has put his spin on that song. It's a little different than Brian's, but here you go.
I want it that,
Ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes, hotter than a pyro, fingers on my hot chips, red-handed, come on, man, I'ma need some chopsticks.
I gotta be—I gotta be honest. That actually, Chance's rap there makes me think I could be a rapper. But oh, my chicken nuggets, nachos, my nuggets. You're out of nuggets.
I still believe Brian's is better, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a good friend. So basically what that was, it's a Super Bowl commercial for Doritos. Chance and BSB teamed up, and it's to promote their new Flamin' Hot Nacho flavor. It's the commercial. It'll air during the Super Bowl. In the commercial, it's cool, actually. The Backstreet Boys are dancing. It's like on set of what that music video was for I Want It That Away. That Away. I Want
That Away, yo.
That's the remix.
Bada bing, I Want It That Away.
That's my rap, my take on it. And Chance is also like doing their signature dance moves. It's really cute. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Last night, the NFL abruptly canceled Maroon 5's Super Bowl halftime show press conference.
Tell me why.
Which... Yep.
She's about to tell her.
Okay, all right.
Why?
Settle down, BSB.
So it's been a tradition for years, obviously, that the Wednesday before the big game, the halftime performers get up there and do a press conference. People really look forward to it. And, you know, obviously with the controversy surrounding this halftime show, there's speculation it was canceled. So Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy, the performers, wouldn't have to address the Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem controversy. So
this is the least surprising move ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just... It's almost laughable because you know just how badly the NFL wants to avoid Super Bowl halftime performer controversy, right? Also, they don't want Adam Levine to have to try to field like real questions about the kneeling, about Kaepernick, about police brutality, about do we support the troops? What is that protest? All that. And then they definitely don't want Big Boy. Actually, you know what? Big Boy probably out there be like, it's my hometown. I'm doing it.
Hootie-hoo. I wish the other four from Maroon 5 would talk. That'd be cool.
Right?
All right?
Seriously. Yeah.
They probably showed up and then no one knew. They're like, it's canceled, right? And they're like, no, we're the... Oh, no, it's canceled.
Well, it's interesting, too, because they said, basically, you know, they're in the NFL's announcement to cancel it, they said, we just want the performers to let their show do the talking.
There you go.
And then,
no, they don't. They do not want to let Travis Scott's show
we'll
do the talking.
And then they also said the artists will do social and digital media rollouts leading up. So that's the in exchange, apparently. All right, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. East Side right here, Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid on 97.1 Amp Radio. Another chance for you to win $1,000 this morning. Coming at you at 7:10. A.M.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We want to help you interpret your dreams. Jessica from Northridge, good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica, thank you for hanging out with us. We're ready to interpret your dream. Brian, according to his gut. Chelsea, according to the universe and your zodiac sign. And me, I'll tell you what St. Google has to say about it.
I almost feel like people doing this segment could just Google it. But don't Google it. Have us Google it for you.
I will add this. I do add a little bit of my own twist to it, all right? By the way, Jessica's a Sagittarius, Chelsea.
Okay, cool.
Jessica, what is this dream that you're trying to figure out?
So I've had this dream twice already. And the other day I was eating corn on the cob, which I absolutely love. But as I was eating the corn on the cob, like, all my teeth fell out. Ooh. And it kind of creeped me out because I had to drink twice and my teeth just fell out while I was eating the corn on the cob. And I have like really great teeth. I paid the money for my teeth and I like them.
Totally natural reaction to be creeped out by the idea of your teeth falling out of your face just randomly.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time to be chimuelo, you know, just missing teeth and whatnot. Right. That's got to be awkward. And how do you know your teeth fell off? Can you see them on the corn of the cob or do you check yourself in the mirror in the dream? Do you remember that?
Well, I could just kind of feel them as they were going off. And ooh, as I was going around and I was eating the corn on the cob, like, my mouth started feeling weird. Like, it was harder to bite into the corn on the cob.
She's just slipping on the corn on the cob.
You just gotta lick it. Slobber all over your cob.
All right, Jessica, here it is. According to saying Google, your dream means this. Anytime your teeth are falling off, it's a sign of insecurity in your life. And if the teeth are falling off while you're eating, that's a sign of insecurity within your finances, and you feel like you're not going to be able to provide for yourself. All right? Let's go to Brian now, according to his gut.
Straight up insurance. You've been getting around by health insurance. Health insurance is up in your business. You can't figure out dental plans. You're stressed out about it. I know I can't figure out health insurance. Every time I try to call somebody, they put me on hold for 90 minutes. And that's a tragedy because now you got people with their teeth falling off. I bet in a couple
while
weeks.
While they're on hold.
Right. Now in a couple weeks, you're going to have other stuff falling off your body because of this health insurance issue.
Health insurance. Chelsea, what does Sagittarius have to say for her?
So as a Sagittarius, your whole entire horoscope this month talks all about financial matters. Oh. And the fact that, do you have a lot of debt by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking with your teeth and biting into, I think your teeth represent different pockets of debt that you have because it says in the last few weeks of January, a full half of the heavenly bodies of our solar system will crowd into Capricorn, your second house of earned income, meaning you know you need to deal with your debt right now. But it also says it's positive. So it's like you're very aware of your finances right now, but you will this month come up with a new way to make money. So I think you're aware of the fact that you need to deal with your debts and you biting into the corn, something you like. You just need to watch what you're biting into, what you're buying.
Like you're a broke ass, but on the positive, you know you're a broke ass.
Yeah.
Your dream just wanted to confirm it.
Yeah.
And also, is there something you're working on, like a side business plan, perhaps? Because it says that you're going to have a new way to earn money.
Yeah, actually, I am.
What is that? What's a side hustle?
A little lipstick business that I'm working on.
Lipstick?
Ooh.
Selling lipstick.
Oh, that's good. But the good thing is that your lipstick won't get on your teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll get all over the corn.
There you go.
That's all you got.
So my advice, follow that, because I think that that's going to help you get out of debt.
Wow, that was kind of like spot on.
Yeah.
Hey, right, Jessica, we don't mess around here with dream interpretations, all right?
But if it doesn't help you get out of debt, do not call it back. We're just going to assume we fixed you.
Jessica, thank you for listening to us. Wish you all the best as you're stuffed in your second house of Capricorn.
Yep, good job, Edgar, for remembering that.
I just know she's struggling because our last caller had 9 houses and you only have 2.
Oh, good.
All I heard when you said Capricorn was just more corn on the cob.
Yeah, I know. I actually liked that. I thought that was quite the coincidence.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
All right, family. Over an hour, commercial free music going down for you right now. That was the Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. Send him some love at Majestic Sound. Love in the sense of like, yo, great mix. Because he's got a girlfriend, right? I just want to say. So, I don't want Jamie to get mad at me. Yo, why are you telling people to send my man?
That's how he got me, yo. I think you should make a mini mix of all the songs we come out of the mini mix with. Like these old school, like Boys in the Hood, Easy E, all these. Yeah, just do that. I want that mini mix.
That'd be cool.
Good stuff, man. All right, so listen. Valentine's Day, about 2 weeks away or so. And listen, you could be extremely happy being single and good for you. But maybe you're looking for love, but you tried all, you know, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, Earth, and
FarmersOnly.com.
And it hasn't worked out, right, FFA?
Christian Mingle, did you see that one?
Christian Mingle? Chelsea, have you tried that?
I haven't, no.
You haven't?
No.
All right, good stuff. You got to try it.
Yeah?
Well, listen, there's a new app called Ship. like relationship but short, you know? Mm. And this is really cool. Chelsea, I wonder if you could trust Brian and I to do this for you. Mm. But it basically gives access to your friends to swipe and match you with the people they believe you would be able to be a great match with. Ooh. So you give them access to your account, basically, right? And let's say Brian and I have access and we swipe away for you. Like, oh.
Do we pick the pictures? Uh-huh. We write like a quick bio.
Earthen.
And then we
Everything.
And we see who.
Wow.
I feel like that's
you
how you
start the conversations
do it,
too?
No. So what happens is once we swipe right and it's on a dude, right, for you, then it opens it up to a group text between Brian, myself, and yourself, and we discuss why we believe you should go out on a date with this one guy.
That sounds a little weird, though, that group text part. I just want to, like, Chelsea to see, like, oh, these are the guys that Brian thinks that I'd be a good match with. But I do kind of like the idea now of the group text. You know who this is invented by? Bored married people.
Exactly.
Who feel like they missed out on the dating app experience and now they're just going to torture their friends with it.
Yeah, I have so many friends that are married that literally they're like, let me see your dating apps you're on. Let's see who you match with. Let's like they're excited by it because it's so outside of what their life is right now. So, yeah, exactly. I think it'd be a funny experiment to see.
So you're already doing it then. Your friends are already swiping for you?
Not swiping, like every once in a while, but with supervision. Like that's the thing. So I'll sit there and I'll sit next to them while they're doing it, but I need to be I don't know if it's like the control side of me. Like, I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, we did an experiment before, obviously, DJ Majestic was in a happy relationship with a girl named Jamie. Where we did an experiment about posting, like, different pictures. We felt like different pictures were going to give them different results. And then you just had a swipe nonstop, right?
Yeah, I had, like, 200 swipes with different profile pictures. And then we see which ones got the most
like,
matches.
Who landed you the most.
Exactly.
And what were the three pictures that you had posted?
One was me on a beach where I actually had my shirt off. That didn't do too well. The other one was...
That's a bummer.
Oh, man. That's a real cuttity.
By the way, but Jessica's extremely skinny, by the way.
The other one was me and a friend, so I had Edgar in the picture with me.
Yeah.
And the other one was me DJing a club.
Right, and the idea about me being in the picture is, like, Majestic is way cuter than I am, and it would make him look even that much cuter. Does that make sense?
But yeah, also, sometimes people don't know which one's you.
Exactly. I get annoyed when I see when guys, like, just post group photos or photos with their friends. It's like, come on.
You're with your hot friend.
Which one did the best?
The best was the DJ one, where I had, like, a bottle and, like, headphones on.
We could have told you that. Yeah. Why do you think Jamie's with you? No, just kidding!
I mean,
to get into the club?
It is a thing, though, like... When I was doing dating apps like 4 or 5 years ago on Tinder and Bumble and stuff, I would put up a picture of me doing a TV taping and stand up. Bam, matches all day. If I put up one of me just looking normal, none, zero.
Did you put one up of you just drinking a beer?
Oh yeah,
How did that one do?
One of me taking a beer bong. Oh, the matches were not the girls that I was trying to match. Let's just say they were too into the beer bong.
The least results of matches was the one where I was with Edgar in the picture.
Oh.
Yeah, so I haven't taken too many pictures since.
Probably because of what Chelsea says. Yeah. Which one is it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to do deductive reasoning. Left.
So there you go. You learned a lot. Beer bong works the best, just maybe not the best in quality of matches.
100%.
And Chelsea, will you allow us to do this for you?
It'll be a great experiment, I think.
Yeah,
sure.
I think it'll be cool to see who we think you would like, and then you having the reaction of, are you guys kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right.
Listen, Chelsea, if you allow us to do it, it's basically God's plan for you.
Oh, come on.
We got you, Chelsea.
This is out of our hands.
Oh.
You're commercial free on 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. So we're just talking to you about a new relationship dating app called Ship, where you allow your friends to do the swiping for you and connect you to who they believe is a good match for you. And we got a text from Melissa from Inglewood, up to no good. She just wrote, heck, if my friends are going to swipe for me, then the app should not be called Ship. It should be called Shipwreck.
I love that.
We should open this service up to listeners, too.
We'll swipe for you.
We'll swipe for you after we're successful with Chelsea.
I can get on board with that. Successful, though, Brian? We'll see.
I mean, after. Okay, well, after we give it our best shot.
How do you define success, Chelsea? Let's just leave it at that. All right, coming up next, we have the exit interview where we reach out to somebody in your life that exited your life and find out why they really decided to leave you. Coming up next.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, we have the exit interview where we usually reach out to one of our listeners' ex and find out the real reason behind them breaking up. You know, it's like an HR interview.
Sure.
But really about relationships in regards to that. But today we got an interesting twist. We got a request from Paula from Culver City. She wants us to do an exit interview with her ex-roommate.
To figure out what the hell went wrong with their little relationship.
Yeah. So let's dive into this whole situation. Paula's ex-roommate has agreed to be on with us in a non-confrontational way. But Paula, give us a little more context. Good morning. Thank you for reaching out.
I mean, I really don't know what's going on. Kayla and I have been roommates. There's nothing I can think of for her to be mad at me or anything like that.
Like no incident, no blow-ups, no like roommates, like, ow, keep your hands off my food.
I thought that we've been great roommates, but like 3 or 4 weeks ago, she just has not been back home. Not sleeping here. Wow. Her stuff is slowly getting moved out of the house. I mean, she's still paying rent, but...
Sounds like a great situation, though.
Wow,
you get the place to yourself, and she's still paying rent, and you get more closet space. Sounds like amazing. Why are you bummed?
I mean, we've become friends since being roommates, you know? Mm. And I don't know if I've done something wrong that I'm just oblivious to, that kind of thing. And I'm honestly kind of worried about her as well. Like, she's been staying at her boyfriend's house, I'm pretty sure. Hmm. I mean, I've met him, and he just kind of gives me a not good vibe. Like, he's really jealous.
So you're just worried about the whole situation altogether. I will say that I currently live in a situation where I haven't seen my roommate in, like, maybe 4 months. I know he's living at his girlfriend's house, and he comes home during the day, and so we kind of, like, ship passing in the night. We don't see each other. But I will say, man, if you're trying to live with somebody that you're friends with, you kind of want to kick it every once in a while. I mean, like, you just lonely. Every night, I just sit on the couch and watch Netflix.
Yeah, just watching The Bachelor by yourself, Brian. Can't be that fun.
It's torture.
Well, I mean, I just want to know if it's something I did, and, you know, I want to talk about it.
Yeah. How long have you guys lived together?
Been, like, 9 months, I guess, and 3 months our lease is up, and it was a year lease.
And then she's never made any comments to you about wanting to move out? You're just, this is all based on her actions right now?
I mean, she did tell me that, you know, once the lease is up, she won't be renewing, but that's pretty much it.
Coming up next, your ex-roommate and friend agreed to speak to us. Now, with this caveat, though, you cannot speak while we ask her any questions because she doesn't want any type of confrontation or any type of situation like that, okay?
Yeah, I don't either.
All right.
I just want to know what's going on.
Coming up next, we'll talk to your ex-roommate, Kayla, and find out the truth. Why she moved out into her boyfriend's but still's paying rent? We'll find out next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea in the middle of a unique exit interview. Usually it's about boyfriend, girlfriend, or partners breaking up and so on and so forth and finding the real reason why they broke up. But in this situation, we have Paula from Culver City, and she asks us to reach out to her ex-roommate, Kayla, to find out why all of a sudden she just left their apartment. No reason whatsoever. She's living at her boyfriend's house now, still paying rent, but told her, hey, when the lease is up in 3 months, I'm out. Paula, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Kayla on the line. She's not being ambushed or anything like that. She knows that we're going to reach out to her. There is one condition, though. You cannot speak, Paula, while we talk to Kayla because it's not a confrontation here. We want her to speak freely about why she left, okay?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, we'll bring Kayla on. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for doing this. Why don't we just go straight into it? Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to move out of the apartment and no longer live with Paula, but you're still paying rent, which is really nice of you, by the way?
Mm-hmm. You know, Paula's my girl. You know, I like her and I love her. That's why I moved in with her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's this boundaries issue, you know, like, I don't mind sharing stuff, but there's a point where people take your stuff without asking. I'm just not down with that. As much as I'm into girlfriends and hanging out and being cool and stuff, that is the one thing I just don't do.
Like what type of stuff? You're cool with what, like sharing food and utensils and, well, not utensils at the same time. Like
feeding each other.
There you go.
But clothes, I'm sorry, clothes is something else. Because, you know, you leave your scent on it. And I know it's her.
She was wearing your clothes.
Yeah.
How are you sure of that, Kayla, that she was wearing your clothes?
It's so obvious. Like, I'm so skinny and slim. I mean, she's kind of like, she's got curves, you know? She stretched it out a bit. I just know, because, I mean, I don't gain weight like that.
Did you say anything to Paula, Kayla?
I don't like confrontation. It just makes me very uncomfortable, especially when it's with your girl or somebody who's your roommate.
But I think that could have been resolved. Like, hey, yeah, if you're wearing my clothes, don't wear them. But are you serious? Or, that was it? That was the reason why you decided just to leave?
No, there's more. Like, she crossed the line. Like, you know, at nighttime, I have a toy. You know, I have my toy stuff. You know what I mean? I wanted to play with my night toys.
Like, night toys.
The naughty toys?
Yeah, my naughty toys.
God.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Paula,
please. Hold on, Paula. I know you want to defend yourself and you'll have that opportunity, but we promised Kayla that she would not be ambushed. Please, hold on. Kayla, how do you know for sure that Paula stole your naughty toy?
Oh, my God. How can I not know? Like, I know when I touch my stuff, and I know when I don't touch my stuff, and I haven't touched my stuff yet. And that stuff did look like somebody been having fun with it.
Whoa,
so it's all like dinged up and stuff.
No, that stuff looked like it's gone some places.
Wow.
It's been on an adventure.
The battery's really low all of a sudden.
Could it have been like your boyfriend or something? Whoa. You never know. I mean, things get weird.
No, I know where I hide my stuff. Okay, this is somebody who knows where I hide my stuff.
All right, so I think we definitely need to hear Paula's point of view on this. But Kayla, thank you so much for taking our call and giving us your perspective. And I think it's very proper of you to still be paying the rent, though, at least to the end of the lease, even though you're not living there. That's the right thing to do, so congrats.
Thank you.
All right, Paula.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to come in and defend yourself. I get it. It's natural. You're being accused of wearing her clothes and using her nighttime naughty toy. Go ahead.
That's just disgusting. And honestly, you brought up a good point. Like, maybe it was her boyfriend and he's like jealous that she's using, you know, the toy and not him or something.
I think she was saying that it looks like it's been used, not that it's gone, right? Like, she said, like, yo, that's been used before.
I'm sorry, but you can't tell if someone else is, if it's back in the same place, you cannot tell that it's been used. I disagree. I don't think she has thorough evidence against you.
Right?
If it's just that she looked at it and thinks it was used. If it's gone, that's one thing.
Okay, Paula, so what about the clothes, though? Have you used them? She said they were stretched out.
Also not true, because first of all, I have better style than her.
Second
of all, there it is.
She was trying to be too convincing over how slim she was, but the truth is that Miss Kayla has actually gained quite a bit of weight, especially since this boyfriend.
That happens.
To be honest.
That happens. Kind of like the freshman 15, but it's the boyfriend 15.
Right.
Comfort 15. Right.
Well, Paula, listen, I think you're in a great situation now because you don't have to deal with her.
Right.
Anymore. She's not living with you, but she's still paying her side of the rent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like I don't have to worry about her. I mean, I want to. Like, we've become friends, and I know that, like, I'm upset right now, but, you know, maybe not living together will be a good thing, and then within a few months, we'll be fine.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Paula, for calling in, and did it help? Were you able to get some resolution out of this?
Yeah, it feels better to know what the problem was.
Appreciate you calling in. Have a great rest of your week.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
You're a Rams fan in L.A., like a real one. It's because you followed them in the 80s and 90s when they used to be here. You're an OG. But other than that, you just recently jumped on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to fill up the bandwagon as much as we can to be able to try to at least match those numbers for New England, right? So caller 9, call us right now, and caller 10. And just let us know why you are the Rams' biggest bandwagoner, and you're going to win an awesome bandwagon package. We got an official jersey, a t-shirt, and a hat. If you can prove that you're the Rams' biggest bandwagon.
You got to start somewhere, man. I mean, I would venture to guess I've probably seen more Patriots shirts in the city of Los Angeles. Well, maybe Hollywood, but there's a lot of transplants. Whatever, man. This is devastating. We can't not represent. And don't feel bad about being bandwagon. That's where you start.
Absolutely. That's, you got to jump on board at some point.
Yeah, don't be ashamed. Like, because I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I've been a fan forever. No. You're a bandwagoner, and we're on board with that. That's okay.
Forever. 2 years. All right. 877-971-HITS is the number to call. 877-971-HITS to join the Rams bandwagon. Get your official jersey, t-shirt, and hat. Just prove that you're the Rams' biggest bandwagoner. Good luck.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're on a special mission all this week, familia. We're loading up the Rams bandwagon. All aboard
the bandwagon! We need a horn over here, man.
Yes, we do, bro. So, listen, man. The facts are this. Rams fans are going to be outnumbered at the big game this weekend, 4-1. It's, you know, we know that Rams used to be here. There's the OG fans from the 80s, the 90s, then they pieced out of St. Louis. They're back now. So a lot of bandwagon fans. Look, if the Dodgers were in the World Series right now, I mean, you saw flags all over SoCal for that. Lakers, you see it. That's right. You don't see it as much for the Rams.
We got the Rams bandwagon!
Toot toot!
So prove to us the horn is still not there.
I was trying to give you a horn.
What just happened?
I don't know if it felt like the right horn, but it was a horn.
We're going to go to the phone lines right now, speak to two bandwagoners, and to see who can win the bandwagon official gear package, which is an official Rams jersey, also a t-shirt and a hat. My nephew Eddie just texted me. He's like, yo, holla, I'm a bandwagoner. Sorry, man. I can't do that, bro. All right, let me introduce you to the two contestants this morning. We have Jose from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be going up against Chelly from Cyprus. What up, Chelly?
What up?
Am I saying your name right? Or did they just spell it wrong?
Shelly.
Okay, that's spelled C-H-E-L-L-Y. That's why I called you Chelly.
Oh my gosh. My spelling is C-H-E-L-L-I-E, and nobody ever gets that right. So that's super impressive.
Well, there you go. All right. Here we go. We're going to go for the battle right now. It's three rounds. Round one is tell us why you're the biggest bandwagoner for the Rams, okay? Let's go with Jose first. Ready, set, go. Why are you the biggest bandwagoner, bro?
Well, honestly, because I just moved to Long Beach about 2 weeks ago. So... and I heard it on the radio, and I was like, I think the Rams play football. I could get on that bandwagon.
Wow. That is strong bandwagon game.
Chepe coming through strong. Where did you move from, Jose?
From Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, man. God bless you. Congratulations on that. All right, man. Chelly, why are you the Rams' biggest bandwagoner? Break it down.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm the biggest bandwagoner fan because my real... deep need to follow the Rams is because of their coach, Hottie McBay, and his Hottie McSpotter that pulls him out of the way so he doesn't get plowed by the refs or the other players.
Speaking of plowing, I think you got something on your mind right now.
I tell you, I can go to jail for the things I want to do to that man.
Okay. I think we're just going to give her the package. If she's willing to go to jail, what would she do to us if she doesn't win? All right. That was good. Number two, and this one should be an easy one. Let's go with Jose. What is the Rams coach's name?
Oh, shoot. I don't even know what that is. Apparently, Hottie McHotstuff?
Is that what you just
Hottie
said?
Hottie McHotstuff?
All right, sounds good. Chelly, we already know you know his name and his shirt size and pants size and everything else. Number three, ready? Jose, I need you to finish this famous Rams line, okay? You ready?
Oh, gosh.
Whose house? What was that?
He did a bah, like a...
like a ram?
Yeah, I think your ram does that.
Did you make a ram noise?
A ram does that. Yeah. Enough, right?
Let's do it again. Jose, whose house?
Such a big bandwagoner. I have no clue what this is. I have nothing.
Wait, please, bah again.
I think he was going, ah.
Oh, no, I thought he was bah. Like
Chelly, whose house?
I don't know. Our house?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a fan.
You really are just a fan of the coach.
Oh, my God.
The right answer is, whose house?
Rams house.
Rams house.
That makes sense.
She's like a house with Sean McVay.
All right, well.
All right, here it goes.
Rams Outreach Education.
All right, for those of you just tuning in.
Listen. It's not McVay with a V. It's McBay with a B.
We get it. You have a crush on him. All right, hold on. Hang tight, Chelly.
Okay.
Hold on, Chelly. Give me a second, guys. All right, so let's go to our judges, Brian and Chelsea.
Oh, my gosh.
Who wins the biggest bandwagoner and deserves the official jersey along with the shirt and hat? Who's the biggest bandwagon Rams fan? Is it Jose from the LBC or Chelly from Cyprus?
I mean,
Brian, who's your vote
for? Is there a Sean McVay jersey? That's the one she wants. I mean, man, she knew that McVay has a spotter to keep him off the sidelines. I know what she's watching every week. She's watching a pair of Dockers on the sidelines.
Hey, so who deserves it? Does she deserve it?
I gotta go with Shelly.
All right, Chelsea.
Ooh, who do you go with? Tough. They're both so good. I think because I've done the same thing Shelly's doing. I've liked a team because the players are hot.
Oh, because
or
you're
the
a
coach is hot. Yes. Well, sure, call it what you want. But Shelly, I think I'm giving it to you.
Congratulations, Chelsea.
Go Rams!
Rams house! You just won an official jersey along with a t-shirt and hat. Welcome to the bandwagon. And you know what, Jose? We need as many people on this bandwagon as possible, so we're going to hook you up with the gear as well. Right, bro?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much, you guys.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, thank you for hanging out with us. So we have a huge battle going down right now on our Instagram stories that we want you to be a part of at 97.1 Amp Radio. We have the top 8 best Super Bowl halftime shows up there. They're battling it out versus each other. We need you to vote for 24 hours to see which one you believe is the best one. And tomorrow we'll get the final 4 at 8:20 in the morning. Brian, for you, which one's been the best, bro?
I saw Lady Gaga live. I got lucky enough to be at that Super Bowl. And then I just saw her, the taped version of it. And man, she just knocked my socks off. She was so good.
Still,
man,
gives you goosebumps, bro.
Yeah, I thought just the rain. She was amazing.
All right. Chelsea.
See, for me, I think hands down, it's a iconic pop culture moment. NSYNC, Britney Spears, Aerosmith, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly all on one stage. Most of those were surprise performances, and that to me is a Super Bowl performance when you bring out the surprises. Wow. And it's just, yeah,
all right.
That's the best one for sure.
None of you chose Beyonce.
I mean, Beyonce is amazing.
All right, interesting. Or Bruno. All right. Well, listen, go vote at 97.1 Amp Radio Instagram story.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are sending Krispy Kreme donuts to our SoCal teachers to amp up their hump day. All right, let's check in with our street teamer Joel at Wallace Annenberg High School in South Central. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, guys. We brought these lovely teachers some Krispy Kreme donuts today in the morning.
Damn.
Wow. That sugar high, though.
Jeez.
Hold on, guys. Oh. Hello.
Are you sure you didn't bring Colton the Bachelor, though?
No,
that's what it sounds like. He just walked in.
She's a big fan of you guys.
If you got all the teachers right now giving them donuts, who's got the kids? Who's keeping an eye on them?
Joel, so I believe Ashley is the teacher that reached out to us, right, to go visit their school and amp up their hump day. Is Ashley there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Edgar. Good morning, team. Chelsea, Brian, we love you guys.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Love you, too.
Thank you for reaching out to us, you know, trying to get you through the week on your hump day, hooking you up with Krispy Kreme donuts, and it sounds like it worked.
Yeah.
We're super hyped. We're so thankful. Thank you so much.
I want to check in with you guys around noon to see how that sugar crash goes.
They're even excited about the sugar crash.
Like, oh, nap time!
Ashley, just a big shout out to you, the students, the parents, the teachers. I know that you guys were recently a part of a strike as well, a teacher strike. Thank you for standing up for better education for our students. We love you guys, and we're going to be doing this every Wednesday for Hump Day, sending donuts to schools in SoCal. So make sure you hit us up on social media so we can go visit your high school at 97.1 Amp Radio. Ashley, we love you guys. Thank you for listening to us.
Love you too, Edgar.
They had crashed. The crash happened.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Special edition of the Chelsea Report. It's Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Also would like to welcome our good friend, Ryan Mitchell, a.k.a. Slay God on social media from our sister station, Channel Q. They're an amazing platform that focuses on issues concerning our LGBTQ community. Ryan, thank you so much for coming in so early. You guys do the afternoon show.
Yes, honey.
And we're, yes, honey. He's like, how do you guys function
first
this
I
early?
Can. I'm surprised I'm even alive right now. But shout out to just me being beautiful and waking up like this.
I do always appreciate when somebody from the afternoon show comes in the mornings. They're like, oh my God, how do you do it? I'm like, see, finally, some respect.
Yeah, I know. I totally respect what you do every single day.
Thank you, man. We respect what you guys are doing as well at Channel Q. We are live on our Instagram right now, video-wise, at 97.1 AMP Radio, about to get into a very, very important discussion of a horrific event that happened just last night.
Yeah, the biggest story of the day. Everyone's talking about it. It's incredibly disturbing. Jussie Smollett, one of the stars of the Fox television show Empire, was brutally attacked and beaten in Chicago early Tuesday morning. He was leaving a Subway sandwich shop around 2 a.m. and was attacked by two people wearing ski masks. They yelled racial and homophobic slurs at him, poured some kind of chemical all over him. Reportedly, it was bleach. They also wrapped a rope around his neck. Jussie told the police the attackers also yelled MAGA country and make America great again during the attack. From what I've read, it seems like the attackers knew who Jussie was. Yeah. They referenced knowing him as his character on Empire. He, for those you don't know, he plays a gay rapper on the show. Jussie is also gay in real life. Last week, the security for the Empire cast was actually increased because they did receive a threatening letter, a homophobic letter addressed to Jussie. There's no word if that letter is connected with this attack. But so far, Jussie, he's doing better. He was treated at a local hospital. He suffered a fractured rib. No word on the other injuries, but he has since been released. So those are the details that we know so far.
First and foremost, we send our thoughts, our prayers to Jussie, wishing him the absolute best in his recovery. And I actually have a picture of that letter that he got, right? Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago or so. And it says MAGA on top. Jussie Smollett, and then it says, you will
die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's a drawing, like almost like a kid drawing almost, a stick figure picture of like what looks like to be a tree and a stick figured person being hung.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll show that on our IG live right now at 97.1 AMP Radio. And when I saw this news break yesterday, man, I was just absolutely disgusted at how unfortunate a life hate is in our country right now. But at the same time, I'm encouraged that there's a lot more of us that love each other, that want to unite, and we're a lot more than them.
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, their impact is so big. Mm-hmm. And the other thing in regards to this is like, you know, this kind of stuff happens all the time. But this time it happened to Jussie Smollett, who happens to be famous. And I'm glad to a certain extent that let's not this go in vain, and since let's use this to open the conversation, talk about this hate and what that is all about. And Ryan, I'll go over to you, man.
Yeah.
Being black in America, being a gay man, what is this? How does this resonate for you?
I think a lot of times you think about there's an intersectionality of my life that I have to deal with, being black and being gay. And when I woke up and heard this story, one, I kind of just became numb, because I think a lot of times when you think about the Obama era, we all was like, oh, it's all good. We have our first black president. Racism is gone. But to be honest, no, it was just, you know, in the underbelly where now we're living in MAGA country in Trump's administration, where this rhetoric that he's produced has really encouraged and gave confidence to these people to say what they want to say and be as confident as they want to be, as ignorant and as bigots as they are. And so for me, it resonated for me because, one, I am from the South, and it's not, you know, it's not far for me to see someone. I mean, I can still vividly remember going down the street from my house and seeing a scarecrow during Halloween being hung from a tree with Obama's face on it. And so that's something that, unfortunately, that I grew up with. And so it's one of those things where it's like, that for me, it scares me to know that, guess what? I'm all the way out here. I'm miles away from home, and I've come from a single parent, and my mom is already afraid of, one, being black in America, being a black male in America with, you know, police brutality, but now I'm adding the layer of being gay. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how am I supposed to tell my mom that I'm going to be fine? Mm-hmm. How is she supposed to have the confidence to know that I'm going to be okay?
I mean, it's a crazy experience, I think, for everyone's going to perceive this differently, right? And I think the one thing that I'd like to think everyone can just say, hey, with Jussie, like, compassion, empathy, man, I can't believe it. and to try to put yourself in the experience of someone like yourself, understanding right. that these things exist. And the one thing that I really frustrates me when it comes to things that have a political element to it is that I want to believe that no matter who anyone voted for president, what political party you believe in, we can all pick out something that is wildly awful and a violation of rights and social justice.
I mean, what is humanity?
Exactly. 100%
it's humans.
Exactly.
It's one of those things where even there's gay conservatives, there's gay Republicans, mm-hmm. but at this point, I'm looking at the situation that no matter what your viewpoint is, political-wise, I think it's important to realize when you are still in support of an administration that has produced this rhetoric and has given the confidence to these MAGA supporters so they can feel confident to do something like this, because you can think about it as this could have been premeditated. He got that letter 8 days before this attack.
It feels like it was, to be quite honest.
Yes, it's crazy.
Coming up next, I want to talk about what trolls are saying on social media in regards to this attack on Jussie Smollett, where he had this hate crime done to him. And even in some of the news, it said a possible hate crime.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, where's the possible come from?
Yo,
come
no on shame. Now. White people get on my nerves.
So, coming up next, we'll no unpackage shame. That some I'm more. Right and where do we go from here on 97.1 Amp Radio?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We have special guests in studio. Ryan Mitchell, a.k.a. the Slay God.
Yes, you called?
One of the best Twitter handles ever.
Ever.
I saw it. I was like, follow. Don't even. I'm not even going to question it. Slay God.
I mean, honestly, it took no thought. So, yeah.
That's actually his government name.
Yeah.
Slay God.
Yeah.
He's from our sister station at Channel Q that focuses on issues concerning our LGBTQ community. So thank you for being with us.
We're discussing. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This is a definitely important topic that we're talking this morning. The horrific hate crime that the actor and singer from Empire, Jussie Smollett, suffered this week in Chicago, basically for just being gay and black in America. Mm-hmm. And we're discussing this and how disgusting it is to see things like this happen. And I think regardless of your political stance, and why I bring up politics in this is because, according to the report, MAGA was shouted out, MAGA country, right? Make yeah. America great again mm-hmm. country, referring to, you know, Donald Trump and Republicans and so on and so forth. And that's why I bring it up. But regardless, you should just call this, denounce something like this happening to any
right.
human being, regardless in any part of the world, to get beaten up in this type of situation. And you do have some trolls coming out. And what are they basically saying,
well,
Brian?
It's what happens nowadays in this social media climate where everybody feels the need. Once you throw out a political thing, everybody feels the need to dig in on their side. It's us versus them. And I implore people, no matter what your political affiliation is, to not get sucked into to yelling and ranting and spreading things before you have time to honestly think about it. Because you got a lot of people now who are like, oh, it's fake. The police can't find a video. He's faking it. This actor's faking it. He's trying to push an agenda. Because, I mean, relentlessly we get bombarded with, that's a conspiracy, this is a conspiracy, that's fake, this fake. And I want people just to realize that this isn't about digging in on one side versus the other.
Or
it's
agendas.
About, yeah, choosing the side of empathy for someone else's human experience who experienced something hateful and awful mm-hmm. that is not representative of maybe you did vote for Donald Trump. That doesn't represent your beliefs.
No.
Yeah.
But think about it and have empathy.
No, yeah, I totally agree.
Brian, and I want to ask you, man, being black and gay in America yourself, man, and such a struggle that is. He's like, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's why I'm Slay God, man. That's a lot.
He's like, but that's why I slay. Where would you like America to go from here? What would you like to come out of such a tragic event like this?
Yeah, I think if you're at this point in time and in this climate that we're in, I think if you're going to consider yourself an ally of any other experience that is not your own, I think this is a time to speak up. I think we've seen multiple times, whether it be for, if it's not just racism or homophobia through gun reform and things like that, I think we need to see someone, this is our time to use our voices. Mm-hmm. I think we can't say that we're an ally and just go back, oh yeah, we support them. We have a friend that's gay. We totally get it. Our sister's gay. We get it. But if you're not doing anything to make sure your family is safe or the people that you love is safe, then I don't know what you could do. I don't think you can consider yourself an ally at this point. I think it's going to take a little bit more. We need to put like our money where our mouth is, and we need to make sure we're supporting, you know, organizations like the Trevor Project, the leading LGBTQ suicide prevention for youth. I mean, we've seen a rise in hate crimes from last year, according to the Anti-Violence Project. And so it's one of those things where at at this point in time, we have to use our voice, and we have to speak against this. And in terms of even the media, and thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Absolutely.
Not phrasing it as a possible hate crime. Call it out. Call out white supremacy. Call out white nationalism. Call out, you know, bigotry as what it is, because that means we will break down the what it is to be that and actually have action towards it and know that this is not okay. This is not what our America is based on.
Definitely.
And I also want to say this, man, because I bet some of you are listening that did vote for Trump, and whether you still believe that way or not, whatever it is, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
But that I don't want to be involved in, like, yo, whatever these people did, this hate crime, that is not me. You know, and in a lot of things that at times MAGA represents for a lot of people in sense of like hatred towards people like myself, right? An immigrant from Mexico or whatever, maybe not everybody should be bunched up and stereotyped into that group either just because they supported Trump either.
But that's also a sense of privilege, don't you think? If you have the opportunity to say that, oh, I'm not that type of person. I'm not the type of person. I can go the other way. That's a form of privilege that you have that you can just kind of back away from the situation. I can't back away from being black and gay.
Right.
I can't back away from going out into whatever place in America and automatically feeling like people are going to judge me. I've talked about it on my show, Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan, about how I'm not really a fan of PDA because I've been so afraid of how people would react if I'm like kissing my boyfriend or hugging, and being afraid of that. People as cis hetero straight people have that privilege of being able to just live their life. They see themselves in the media.
They can choose.
And so I think that's a sense of privilege that you have to realize that you have, that stepping back is also problematic. Stepping back and trying to say, that's not who I am. I'm not those people. That's a problem as well.
Well, step back, but do something about it. That's what I'm
exactly.
saying.
Don't just separate, but use your voice to say, hey, I did support this. I do not. That is not me.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's like when you step back from saying, hey, that's not me, I don't support that, then what are you supporting? And then show it with actions and words and so on and so forth. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us.
No, thank you guys for allowing me to come on your platform to do that.
This is important, my man. And we wanted you guys to definitely let people know about Channel Q, which is a great platform.
Yes, honey. So every single day, daily, 4 to 7 p.m., Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan. Just like our title says, we go there. Pop culture, entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I listen, they do.
Honey, I have no problem telling you the real tea. So make sure you're listening 97.1 HD2.
That's how easy it is. You just click over to HD2.
Come
Stay
on.
Over to HD2.
Our radio.com. I mean, we're everywhere, sweetheart.
Get it.
Slaying.
Thank you, guys. And regardless of how frustrated you feel right now, just know that by you taking action, standing for what's right, and calling out what's wrong, that is doing something about it. So let's make sure that we show that love prevails over all this hate that is going on in our country and be a united nation in that way. Love you guys. Thank you for being with us. 97.1 Amp Radio. $1,000 coming up in 3, 2, or at least your chance to win. You ready for it?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
By the way, shout out to you that if you ever come on our Instagram and watch our live videos, thank you so much at 97.1 Amp Radio. But I love this comment. We just went live on a video and this girl commented, OMG, I had no idea you guys looked like that. And then didn't write anything else.
Oh, we need more.
What does that mean? Are you pleasantly surprised? Yeah. Or are you confused?
I would say 100% of the time someone says, oh my God, I didn't know that's what you guys look like. It's never a positive.
I know.
Anyways, appreciate that. If you are going to leave those comments, you know, just leave a little more. Not that we care. You know what I'm saying? But check it out.
It's not like we're going to think about it for days on end.
All right, we're going to play a little game right now. See if you can play along as you're listening. How cheap is our producer Brad? All right, that's the name of the game. It's really fun. So a little bit of context here. One of our dearest coworkers and friends, her name is Jen. Today's her last day here working with us, and we love her, and we're super like bummed out about it, selfishly speaking.
It's weird. I can see her right through the window. Her office faces our studio, and I'm staring at her right now.
That we're talking about it.
We love her because she's like the head of HR, and you know, a lot of times the door swings open in the studio, and we may not be saying the most professional things in here.
HR-y things.
Exactly.
So we love her, and you know, it was like, hey man, let's get her some flowers, maybe a car, champagne. To show her how much we love her and appreciate her, right?
So I tell Brad, I'm like, hey, producer Brad, can you run across the street to Ralph's? I'm going to give you my card, give him my American Express card.
Ooh.
And I was like, we want champagne, flowers, a card. And then I said to him, I go, hey, Brad, And if you see anything else that just jumps out at you, like, hey, we appreciate you and thank
balloon.
You. Good luck. Balloon.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, anything. Candy
I mean,
bar.
Anything. I pretty much assumed I was going to put it in your hands, Brad. Let's see what you pick out.
A good deal on avocados. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, big game this Sunday.
Bring it on.
All right. So he bought a card and also a champagne bottle. And flowers.
Three things.
How cheap is producer Brad? And let me read you a little bit of what the card says on the cover. It's It's got an alligator on top, a crocodile next, an antelope after that, and then a mountain lion. Okay, and it says, "See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Hope I can cope, antelope. I'll be crying, mountain lion.
Wow."
Gonna miss you, kangaroo. It just isn't fair, polar bear. Don't leave me, manatee. That's the card he chose. That's the card he chose for this woman that we love. And we're hoping she gives us a pay bump before she leaves from HR.
That's the most emotion we'll ever get from producer Brad. That's
Why did you choose that card, producer
All Brad? Of my decisions this morning were based purely on visuals. The bottle of champagne, it looks very nice. It looks very cool. The card was cute. I think it matches her sense of humor. And the flowers were professional and friendly.
Okay, the flowers, based on looks, there's like three flowers in there, bro. It's like the skinniest flower bouquet I've ever seen in my life.
Very pretty three flowers.
Before you guys guess the grand total, three items. I sent a copy of the picture of the receipt to my girlfriend Jessica. My girlfriend Jessica loves champagne, loves mimosas, and she sends me this all the time to get champagne. I sent her a copy of the receipt, no context, and she goes, "Good Lord, that champagne!"
was it Sorbel?
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you. You guys got to guess. Three items. What do you think the three item total for our going away appreciation present for? For Jen.
So champagne bottle,
yep.
That amazing heartfelt card, and the skinniest bouquet of flowers we've ever seen in our life from Ralph's. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, what do you think it was, the grand total?
Well, I know you can get champagne as cheap as like $6, $5.
Okay.
So I'm going to go that route. Card, $3, $8. I'm going to go ahead with $12.
$12.
Right. If it's going to be cheap, I'm going $12.
I'm
going
to say it was some way, I'm going to say $13.
The grand total, after I gave Brad my credit card and said, "Go buck wild, producer Brad," the grand total was $11.03.
Oh, wow. God. Lower than both of our guesses.
That is including a 10-cent bag fee.
Oh, my gosh. Bag.
He went all out on the Ralph's bag, though.
Wow.
The champagne was $4.99.
Wow. Good Lord.
Where did you find that?
And does it say on there that the flowers and the card was a combo pack?
It was
pack?
A combo pack flower card.
Did it come with fries? Like, what do you mean? I never heard of such a thing, a combo pack.
I wish you could have supersized those flowers, man, because it's like 9 scraggly-ass flowers.
Can you open the door? Is Jen in her office?
Yeah.
I don't know how to spend money.
All right, open the door. Jen, that gift does not represent all of us and what we believe and how we feel for you. It's just producer Brad. We love you. All right, that was fun.
Oh,
hopefully you enjoyed that game. Anything else you want to say about yourself, producer
They
Brad?
Clearly pay you guys way too much if you know how to spend money.
It was Brian's card.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Ready to give out the dopest moment award. And it goes out to Jose from the LBC and Chelly from Cyprus for being today's biggest Rams bandwagoners, and they proved it. So we're giving out basically bandwagon starter kits, which is an official Rams jersey, a hat, and a t-shirt, because the Rams need fans. Just bottom line. We're just going to say it like that, man.
They're, and we're owning it. We're owning that fact.
That's the truth.
Empowering the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
People have been ripping us for it. And it's like, yeah, you know what? You got to start somewhere, man. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, bro. So, you know, we had a battle today. Who's going to get this starter bandwagon kit if they could prove that they're the biggest bandwagoner? And it was an epic battle. Check this out. Tell us why you're the biggest bandwagoner for the Rams, okay? Let's go with Jose first. Go.
Honestly, because I just moved to Long Beach about 2 weeks ago, and I heard it on the radio, and I was like, I think the Rams play football. I could get on that bandwagon.
Wow.
Chelly, why are you the Rams' biggest bandwagoner?
Because my real deep need to follow the Rams is because of their coach, Hottie McVay, and his Hottie McVay father, sure that pulls him out of the way so he doesn't get plowed by the refs or the other players.
Speaking of plowing, I think you got something on your mind right now.
I tell you, I can go to jail for the things I want to do to that man.
Wow. Jose, I need you to finish this famous Rams line, okay? You ready? Whose house? What was that?
He did a bah, like a
ram?
Yeah, I think a ram does that.
Did you make a ram noise?
A ram does that.
I have no clue what this is. I have nothing.
By the way, it's whose house?
Ram's house!
The correct answer. They both won. Bandwagon starter kits, except for Chelly's came with a restraining order.
I mean, we asked for bandwagon fans, and what more than a guy who just moved here who thinks the Rams play football and a lady who just wants to plow the coach?
I can't tell you, though, that's such a conversation during the Super Bowl when we watch it with me and my friends. We're like, oh, he's hot. Is he married? Let's Google it.
Really, Chelsea?
Oh, yeah.
Like
sure.
Players, coaches, anybody's game?
Anyone. Listen. All. Any and all.
Their coach is, I mean, he's got a girlfriend, but he also has roommates. So I don't think it's that serious
yet. Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Absolutely. So there you go. Tomorrow we'll be hooking you up with more bandwagon starter kits. So make sure you tune in 6 to 10 in the morning. Catch our podcast on the daily. Download the radio.com app. Search Amp Morning Show. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Yesy Ortiz coming up next.
I want to know.
Let's go.
97.1
Amp.
Amp
Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.